go to class. Then, hey, how y'all doing? This is the Dark Stream
Death Sticks.
Darth Camgentes.
Darth Zero.
Darth Rictus. Wow, what a day. What an evening. Hey, what a life.
What a
day.
What a motherfucking month.
Truly.
It is the magic month. This is the month of the Halloween.
This is
the best month of the year.
The most critical thing, though, we've had a podcast for a long time.
Yeah.
Episode 69 was a couple of weeks ago, even. and on we go. But we have never, never discussed the best Star Wars movie.
Okay, so trilogy or standalone?
I think we go with the Holy Nine and start there.
Among the saga and then among all of it?
I start with the Holy Nine, though. Just, and then we can move to other distinctions.
Best one in the Holy Nine?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, let's start there.
I mean, the word back in the day was they called it the Holy Trinity, but I'm like, well, sorry, we got nine now. You know, yeah. Times have changed.
You better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone.
On
that moon that's next to Endor.
All right, so. Rictus.
Oh, it's episode three.
Ep three. Okay, tell us why. I'm hoping it starts with
Revenge
the opening.
Of the Sith.
Beautiful beginning. That first like 8 minutes of film.
It does such a good job of slaying the younglings. You know?
Sorry, I went to art. Damn it.
Look, Anakin couldn't pull out, but he was good at problem solving later.
And that episode was a tribute to that.
Except when it came to his own crotch.
Yes, Anakin, defeat the Jedi Temple. When you killed all of them, I was going to convert them. Shit.
The Empire was literally undone by Anakin's crotch goblins.
You know, the funny thing is, as a ginger, people have called me fire crotch before, but like he actually did it.
Womp, womp. Yeah.
We've addressed this before, but like there is no way that Darth Vader has a penis.
Yeah, no.
There's
goddamn
no way.
Oh, that
face down in the lava and like his fucking head caught on fire, yeah, like his actual skull head.
The extremities were
no
burned.
No dick.
Extremities were
no
burned.
Balls, no gonads.
If he had an Audi, it's now an innie. I'm going that far.
Proving that you don't need genitalia to be an asshole.
Yeah.
No, Donnie Darko said it best. What's the point of living if you don't have a dick? That was a Smurfs joke. Look up the movie. It's great.
Darth Vader felt differently.
Extended edition.
Darth Vader really just kind of went with it, you know? He switched teams and he committed, goddammit.
I feel like Darth Vader at this point becomes they.
Yeah. Vader.
Yeah, Vader.
Well, he set the stage though when he's telling Padme, when he's like, I would do anything for you. And you're like, oh, this is where it comes from. You like simp. You hook on to simping.
Oh, Jesus Christ, of course.
The promise simp.
Down on his knees. Yes, my master. Yeah. Do you think fucking Sidious spoke to Plagueis like that? No. Do you think Sidious got down and genuflected and was like, yes, my master?
Anakin's super simp. That's his default personality.
Yeah. He absolutely.
Do you know where Anakin sits in the hotel room? In that chair alone in the corner?
Darth Vader. Darth Vader is a bottom on his best days.
So we call him the psycho simp?
I don't know. Because, you know, it's also kind of complex because he was definitely groomed by Padme.
True.
I mean, he was but a child and a slave child. He was a chattel and she was a queen of a planet.
I'm asking
and
you
and many
these
years his senior.
Oh my God. I don't see you for years. No, I remember you. You're still the same little Annie. Wait, you've been thinking about him for all these
boy,
years?
You grew up.
Wait.
No, she wasn't.
Hold on a
no,
tick.
No, she wasn't. She was like every other senator, man. She was just fucking dipping her wick everywhere she could. And like, you get some of that in the Clone Wars. Where there's,
wonder?
What was it, Clovis? And Anakin's like, you had sex with someone who wasn't me?
Did you get the feeling like when she explained that to Anakin that she was going to tell more of them, but his reaction is like, oh, no, I'm going to shut up.
Right, just like pulled it back at just Clovis.
I thought she was like, she
36
was
re- up.
She was ready to go with like, you're a farm boy and shit back from the day. You know, you might have rolled some shit. Yeah.
He wasn't a farm boy. He was a slave child. Luke was a farm boy.
Okay,
Luke probably fucked three or four droids.
Sorry, he was. Actually, you're right. He was working a factory boy because that's essentially what Watto had him doing.
Yeah, junkyard boy.
Yeah, but not farm boy. I equated the two being a general like you're sewing Nike shoes type of horrible thing.
But nah. Luke at least. Okay, so last week we watched A New Hope. On a schedule determined by DICE. We're not explaining it. And
message us if you're curious.
Yeah, we might explain it. Because it's cool. But like Luke, you know, like when Luke goes in and there's like the speeder and C-3PO is like, oh, oh, my God. And like R2's not there. What was Luke going into the shed to do? He was going to go jack off. Pow, pow, pow. That was like, yeah.
Oh, bring her
Owen
back.
Owen and Beru had gone to bed and he saw a hologram picture of a girl.
She's hot.
A girl. And he needed to go crank down. And you know, his spank bank was overflowing. And there was C-3PO to be like, oh, not right now. Oh, there's a problem you must solve.
Like, technically, yes. I mean, Carrie Fisher, so hot. Definitely. And her in the layout fit, because of the costuming thing, she wasn't allowed to wear undergarments. So things were very accentuated. So we'll give it that credit of this is a natural.
There is no underwear in space, apparently.
Yeah, it's a thing. No one knows why.
I mean, that seems legit, though. If we're going like with the Picard kind of like,
I designed the crotch so it's just
Picard
comfortable now.
Why would Picard be bald in the future when they solved every problem? And the
because
answer is
no
like,
no one cares.
Right, because no one cares. Because no one cares. I think it's like that. You know, just like, why? Really, why do you need underwear in space?
Would that put it on a more futuristic sense of like everyone's looking at people more intellectually rather than physically? Like, or, just generally, you know, I mean, would like, that created?
I think underwear is just like a solution that space would solve if you can just make like whatever. You could probably eat food that you like and that gives you really good nutrients, but doesn't make you shit your
Did
pants.
You making
or something.
Your panties? Did
right,
you make?
You know, and there's aww. Like there's no Catholics in Star Wars. There's no Christianity. That's part of what's so great about it. Like Jesus Christ is not represented in any way, so there's no one to be like, I can see a nipple through that.
They have had a few nice parallel episodes though to that. Which,
yeah, know, a little bit.
They're usually debunked
a little
by
bit,
aliens
but like
and shit.
The overarching super fucking dogmatic force is the Jedi. And the Jedi suck in their doctrine, but they are not Catholicism. You know,
no, like
they are super chill compared to that.
The Inquisition. What a show. The Inquisition. Mel Brooks, anyone?
All right, Darth Rictus. What is your of the saga, of the Skywalker saga, what is your number one movie?
Mine's number three.
Like, still of the entire Skywalker set.
Yes. All of it. Number three.
Okay. Darth Zero.
You know, I thought about this a lot. Leaned heavily into episode 8, honestly.
I think it's really good.
It has such a. The opening, the whole
well, The Last Jedi is a really good movie.
The theme of it so much of you have the enemy chasing you on the most logical front Star Wars has ever approached of they'll run out of gas eventually.
It opens with a your mama joke.
Okay, am I the dick and fart lover in me? Like that dick and fart jokes was like, yes, that was good.
I love that about Poe Dameron. Like they made Poe a certain way, they made Hux a certain way. And it was definitely heightened in that scene. But when I think about shit like fucking Rebels and the Clone Wars, that's completely within the realm of the Star Wars vibe to do like a your mama joke and then fuck up a bombing ship.
And what are we going to do? We're also going to get some crazy ass scenes of, there's some action in that movie. So a lot of unnecessary action, especially at the casino. You could cut that down a lot, but
disagree.
I've read your defense.
Yeah, if you look on Reddit in defense of Canto Bite, it's still there.
Yes, it is.
It is long.
I'll read it. I mean, I like the scene, but
it
I
is
just,
quite long.
I could have cut it down some. I could have cut it down some. And I would have extended some scenes with Benicio del Toro's character, whose name eludes me right now.
DJ. Okay. I'm afraid. That's the dumbest Star Wars name of DJ. All time. I think that's the worst thing about The Last Jedi, is that they named Benicio del... DJ? He's not a fucking droid.
That's really...
Nobody has an initial name except R2-D2 C-3PO.
There's got to be an inside joke that like is going to come out in 10 years or something.
I think it was just a fuck up. I think it was just a straight up... Because, you know, like people know a motherfucker named DJ or like BJ or some shit like that. Like something J. There's a lot of motherfuckers that go by that.
A lot of J is just straight up, you know. Mm-hmm.
But this was anyway, the dumbest one.
Overall, that entire movie, it had a very much battle strategy thing to it. It was a tactitional movie, and I liked that. I liked that it was, these are people acting outside of, they were all acting towards a purpose greater than them. There was very little individual only character story.
I loved it.
I really enjoyed that.
It did have like Hunt for the Red October vibes.
Which was cool.
It had that kind of like submarine sort of feel that Star Trek did, except it was like kind of cartoonish because they're just like following them and just shooting shit at them to be assholes. Like, yeah. Let them remember what their future holds or whatever.
Think of how many people still watch you were like
in front of the whole deck.
You got Jaws reminiscence in that, baby. That's like, that's summer. That was the original summer blockbuster.
There's so many great moments. Like fucking, like Snoke is walking out of the room and Kylo Ren, or no, not Snoke. Hux is walking out of the room. And Kylo Ren is standing in front of Snoke. Hux is not through the door yet. And Snoke is like, what? Do you want to know why I would keep such a cur in a position of power? Like, there's no way he's not hearing that. And then he walks through and the door closes, but he doesn't hear the answer. There's so many little details that are fantastic.
It's subtle funny.
I love that Snoke just got fucking murked by Kylo Ren on some sneaky, stupid shit.
All right, so Camden Taste, what's yours?
I don't know. actually, you know, I've thought about this a lot. It's The Rise of Skywalker. It's obviously the best one in every capacity. No, I don't know.
I like the Battle for Endor, man, the Christmas.
I have, okay, so like Empire Strikes Back and Revenge of the Sith and The Last Jedi and the first one. Kind of. I love the shit a lot. I think those movies are my favorite of the saga, and it's hard for me to pick because what I enjoy about it isn't about any discrete movie, but like that it's this story that just keeps going and going and going, and not necessarily just into the future and into the past, but like into crevices of stories that were already interesting to get more details. Like I kind of like what it is as an exploration of art.
No, I can take on that. It's fun. Also, laser fucking Westerns are cool. I mean, I loved Firefly and stuff. You know, like Star Wars is like, that's
Firefly
where,
was dope.
That's where I got my first like, ooh, I like this space Western thing. And I like lasers with it too. And then it's like, then I watched the movie Ice Pirates.
I saw Serenity before I saw Firefly.
Uh-huh.
So like the end first.
So wait, you had to, spoiler alert, and I don't care. Watch. Die.
Yeah.
Before you'd. Oh. Yeah.
Same, actually.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a show.
Do you know how much harder it is to have watched him as a character and then go into that and. No!
Yes, I do. And.
Yep.
Oof. But, you know, he did die like a fucking champion.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, he did it. He did this impossible landing and he was completely at peace and he expressed it to his family and then he died. And it was a good death. It's a beautiful death.
By the way, Alan Tudyk, underrated actor.
Massively underrated.
Just massive, massive. That's like
I love every show I've seen him in.
He did like 310 to Yuma and stuff. Kingsley?
Yeah.
Massively underrated actor.
No. Ben Kingsley.
That's Ben Kingsley. Who am I thinking of? Ben,
Shit. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. And I can't, like every time.
He was like Archangel.
I hit
like
a death stick or two. I just can't remember this motherfucker's name.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. He was in 28 Days a Night. He was like a thrall.
It is Ben, right? I'm not like, okay.
He is. He's Ben something.
Ben Kingsley's the, no, I'm completely off.
No, that's Gandhi.
Yeah, I'm Sexy Beast. Let's give him more credit.
Not Gandhi underrated, was, perfectly rated.
Gandhi was cool, but Sexy Beast was better with Ben Kingsley.
Also in 6 Feet Under. This motherfucker was also in 6 Feet Under.
Okay, so. But anyway, we know who we're talking about.
Know who we're talking about. And I bet you, the listener, don't. But you know what? You have an internet connection. Figure it out. Fucking IMDb this shit for us.
You know where my phone is?
And then
is?
Put it in the comments
the cat's
of this
probably sleeping on
it. Facebook, which doesn't have comment sections. But try. You know, like try really hard.
Try.
That's a song.
Try like gay men try to get pregnant, you know?
That's effort. That's some effort.
Put your back into it.
It's like chopping wood, man.
Like chopping wood with wood.
Jesus Christ. I got a real complaint. You ever thought of Elvis doing Nirvana songs? Because I just thought of that right now.
We're the last now. It's the dangerous. Here we are now. We're the dangerous.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's going.
Star
Wars and take the larger Star Wars universe, the absolute, not series, just your favorite.
Straight up best movie.
All the Star Wars.
Favorite.
Movies, yeah.
Favorite or best?
Favorite. No, we're not besting.
I don't know.
Let's go favorite for right now. Not definitive, you know, just. Your mood tickles your fancy and you say like...
Probably Revenge of the Sith. Probably Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. Favorite and best, Rogue One.
Rogue One's the best. Rogue One's easily the best.
Also my favorite.
I'm going to say that that's the most pleasurable to watch.
Yeah. Rogue One's outstanding.
I can watch that and I'm just... You gave me the elements of all the stories I wanted. And you even have a lightsaber.
I had an amazing theater experience with Rogue One. I got to go on opening night with a couple of my friends. And they're like dating. One of them, hardcore Star Wars fan, tattoos about Star Wars.
Is there a handy in a popcorn bowl or during a Star Wars?
No, damn it. No.
Okay.
The other like doesn't like Star Wars, deliberately avoided Star Wars, never watched Star Wars, is going to this movie like... because their partner is so into it.
Cute. Very cute.
And it was Rogue One, and it was just a banger. And both of them loved it in that moment for completely different reasons.
Can you express any of the differentials?
Well, the one that was super familiar with the franchise for the obvious reasons. Like the hallway fight with Darth Vader that caps off the movie, and you're like, God damn. I mean, like, I've seen it so many times on so many videos with, like, so many different background music attached to it.
Yummy.
It's a banger. And they capped off season two of The Mandalorian with Luke doing the same fucking thing to robots.
Which was quite nice.
And they opened up Ahsoka with Baylan Skoll doing the same thing to Rebels. It's like poetry.
Yeah, that movie fucks.
Yeah, that movie's just a banger.
That was said very succinctly. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the one who was just not familiar with it was happy because in the first place, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And it's a movie that centers around a protagonist that's like not automatically just like a white guy like Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker. Like it was the first time that it was just not a white guy at the center of it.
Yeah.
Of Star Wars.
Yeah, they did a good job on that.
And then, like, the secondary character is... We got a whole spinoff series that's, like, the best thing on the streaming shit for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now, did they give any updates on their plans for that? Because I don't remember if they started principal photography beforehand.
On Andor 2?
Yeah. Because I thought they started principal photography, so they had, like, some shit, at least location in the can, but...
Hang on, let's talk about that real quick. Okay. Real quick. Like, best Star Wars anything.
Andor. That's not a question. Obnoxious me at this point. Like, no, completely Andor.
Rictus, you're silent. Do you have a different point of view?
I may have hit the death stick so hard I forgot what Andor was.
You remember Rogue One?
It was the Rogue One show.
Yeah.
Remember where they're like it's in prison and they escape?
Yeah.
And Andy Serkis and all that.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's all coming back. But like you said, Andor, and I just blanked. I was like, what the fuck was
it? And you answered it, yes, right. Yes, over and over again.
The general idea of Star Wars. And, you know, like pick whatever you want, but like what's your favorite Star Wars anything period?
I mean, Andor is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
But that sounds like a butt statement. What do you got? What else?
I mean, Rogue One's still my favorite thing they've done.
That is overall your favorite thing. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But Andor was dope as fuck.
I will respect that. It's a crossover.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Jin. Cassian said I had to.
Oopsie daisy.
It was so good. It was so good.
The level of sarcasm on that robot.
That robot was so good. And that robot went out like such a champ.
Yeah. Like a fucking G at the end.
Yeah.
I hate this human, but I hate these ones even more.
I'm sorry to the memory of that robot that I can't remember that robot's name. I'm like a roboticist, I guess, and I'm working on it.
Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
R2-420.
Yeah, R2-420.
Oh, shit. We need to run R2-420 sometime. Yeah, like, we haven't done that in like a while.
A long time. Like it's overdue.
The Roomba that works.
Hey, that's the only way. Like, I bought a decal. There's an R2-D2 that's going to get stuck to that.
Sick.
Awesome.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, I don't know. If you have like a Roomba,
you got dear
listener,
it.
If you got like a machine that does something automatically for you, you should give it a droid name because don't be an asshole. You know?
I mean, if you're not loving, then it's all good. I'm loving, then it's all good.
I mean, we understand that the droids are inherently, they want to express their function. He could be nice to him.
Though I will give one where you don't name it potentially, but that's only if your cat consistently rides it, or if you have a very small dog, maybe a, you know, schnauzer or something.
Well, if the cat consistently, just call it KIT-10.
Okay, that's clever. I support that. I hadn't thought about that
before. Stole that from Star Wars.
Well, you know what?
Star Wars. I'm sorry, South Park.
No, I don't support it. No, it's Trey
complete
and Matt.
Reversal. No, complete it's reversal.
Trey and Matt already did it. You know, that's
it's like the last episode we did that was called The Congress of Malastare Concurs.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Which is like an actual scene in episode one where the Grand
The Congress of Malastare Concurs.
With the Trade Federation is blocking their bullshit, and whatever South Park episode it was where there's all these people assenting to whatever point, and in the background, there's a bunch of Gran on a fucking floating thing. The Congress of Malastare concurs.
South Park's still golden after decades. My.
So yeah, if you listened through that episode, that's the punchline. And thank you for trusting us to listen through that episode, and we're sorry.
I believe in you.
But we're not.
I believe I can fly.
Anyway, here follows 4 hours of exactly what wizards should do.
I believe I can touch.
That's how you know it's a think piece.
No, it's cool. They're like Evil Dead sleeves now, digitally.
Is there a way to, like, you know how thought is THOT?
Yeah.
Because, like, think piece, is there a way to do that, like, THINK piece, and like have it be an acronym for something that's just filthy as shit?
I mean, okay, we could.
So it's like a side piece, but it's a think piece. Like, what's a think piece?
Do you want it to be an actual sentence, or can it be a series of words
I want it like thought, THOT, that hoe over there.
Yeah, that's a sentence.
So
that's a straight up sentence.
THINK piece.
But this is the question I'm asking between is, do you want a straight up perfect sentence, or can it miss a point? Like,
I want the funniest fucking possible answer to what a think piece is.
So either open
in the world where there's like a side piece, a main piece, whatever. Like we're aware of that kind of vernacular.
All right, this is doable.
What's a think piece? What's the best answer for a think piece, dear listener? Please comment on our Spotify comments section
for the 200 years from now, when this is listened to by someone just being all whatever alternative or something.
Oh yeah.
Think about this and send it, and it'll go through time and get
monkeys
to us. There's a weird thing. Yeah. It'll magically happen. 200 years from now, if you think of this and give us an answer to this and it's good, it has to be good.
The disease was in that other briefcase, fools.
But if it was good, you know, 12 monkeys, it was totally just the pandemic.
Trump was a distraction all along.
That's right. It was all orchestrated, man. I saw the movie. Brad Pitt did that weird stuff, and then women still were like, ooh. Because Brad Pitt.
By the way, stopping your list at women going, ooh, is not sufficiently inclusive to the reactions to that movie.
I will include, none of my male friends have ever said Brad Pitt on their heavy list. Usually I hear Gerard Butler ahead of any Brad Pitt point.
Interesting. It's
hard not to agree. I've watched a lot of commentaries though with like Brad Pitt, so you know, he seems really fun.
In my mind, it's not even a think piece, it's a sink piece, and Mike Tyson can't pronounce it.
Dude, I would hang out with Mike Tyson in a heartbeat.
It's an oldie but a goodie. I love that joke.
Dude, Mike Tyson has got to be one of the coolest people left on the planet to hang out with. Like his chill mode and stuff he's got, and the fact he's like, what do you do?
My knockout weed.
Yeah.
Wait. But like his brand is that I can't read and I punch people.
No. That brand is gone. That's long gone. Now he's out. I believe.
Is it? Because both of us thought it was his brand.
What do you think Mike Tyson's brand is other than I can't read and I punch people?
I believe in peace and tranquility now, but I'll do a, you know, like show if I have to still show that, you know, the biggest badass boxing's ever seen.
But like he beat the shit out of women that he was with and stuff. Like there's no peace and love about Mike Tyson.
Just knockout weed.
People could change. I don't know.
I don't think Mike Tyson did.
But knockout weed.
I think Mike Tyson got older. I think Mike Tyson got funnier. I think Mike Tyson had like a good perspective of what his brand is.
Okay, so it's a con.
And leaned into it better.
I hadn't thought of it from that. Mainly because I hadn't thought of it until this exact moment, so I'm thinking about it. But fair enough.
You think Branding. The thoughts you thunk?
No, I thought the thanks I think.
It's careful work to try and not get fucking tricked by like branding of any personal individual.
Ibidus pligidus pligidus problem. Prestidigitorium. Anyone? Sword and Stone.
I mean.
Huh?
No, cartoon. Anime.
Nah, you old.
No, dude, that was before even my time.
I saw it too.
Yeah. No, that was the Sword and the Stone cartoon. It was from Disney, I do believe. Classic stuff.
Yeah, it's about pulling out just in time.
Actually, that's not incorrect. That is really one of the premises of the story because it is at the exact moment.
Please post it up on Twitter.
Oof. And then a boy does it, right? Pulls out just in time.
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, typically.
In the middle of this noise. Oh!
Yeah, I was going to say.
That happens. That does happen.
Oh, Disney.
I never thought of it in this way, but damn, Walt.
In what context would a girl pull out just in time?
Any of them where they
don't wrap their legs around you and pull you in?
No.
Not missionary?
But they are pulling out. So like they've got to be pegging at least.
Oh.
Right, because they're in charge of pulling out. Like they're not getting pulled out of, they're pulling out.
They're pulling out of and pull out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So International Women's Day.
Yeah, what's the pull out on, like for real? Like is there a pull out on pegging? Is there like, oh no, I don't want to, like, you know what I mean?
There'd have to be a removal.
I guess it doesn't matter. So nobody actually pulls out. It's a myth.
Right. It's push and spray, not pull and pray.
Yeah. It's a myth.
You know, my dear friends, I look only at the, you know, fact we've got the human race, and I say the pull out game is not the game that is being played.
Look, this is what I'm saying. If pull out was real, then women who were pegging would pull out.
No, I support this argument.
Logic is irrefutable.
As I am amongst, you know, those lawyery type folks, I will say, no, I support your argument and thesis and pushing the rock up the hill.
I think you've really pegged it down.
Oh, there we go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner goes to Rictus. What up in the house?
It's a great dinner, but I've got to sit on a pillow.
And with that, good night.
Good night.